On our next part of the morning show, we are talking about an upcoming event this very weekend, Journey to Bethlehem. Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Rockbridge, will be putting on this special event as they have in the past. And joining us is Pastor Conrad Prell and John Felstead here as well to talk about the upcoming Bethlehem, Journey to Bethlehem. We'll talk to you, John. Certainly, this is an event. How many years have you guys been doing this?
We've been doing this, I think, 8 years. We just started at the Civic Center, the gymnasium. We did it because we wanted a pastor, Luig, when he was here, want to do something other than Easter for kids. And I came up with the idea that we should do a live nativity. But because of Wisconsin winters, I wanted to make sure it's always indoors. So later that day, he came to me with a whole bunch of questions, paragraphs and paragraphs of stuff that he wanted. We built the structures to made temporary so they can tear down easy. And my dad showed up and said, there's no way them are going to work. So he completely redesigned everything. So if you look at the structures there, my dad designed all that. And we just built it from his designs and everything. Like I said, we've been doing this 8 years. The year we did it for COVID, we actually did an outside with trucks and stuff and set the journey up on a trailer and did it as a kind of a drive-through thing. So,
but it will be indoors.
It will be indoors, yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of it. We will have tiny acres. At the very end, you'll have to step out into a heated area where we're going to have the manger set up and tiny acres will be outside. So otherwise, everything else is inside, yes.
That's amazing. Pastor Prell can be real authentic with these legitimate animals that we'll be attending.
Oh, yes. This is my first actual year involved with the live nativities thing. I'm going to be sitting at the welcoming table. I'm not sure if I'm going to be dressed up in some way. John hasn't let me know about that yet at all. If he wants me to get dressed up some way, but I'm going to be there at the welcoming table and watching everybody go through and inviting them back to come to our regular service times. And also we're going to be having Christmas Eve services again, Christmas Eve evening at 7:00. And that's going to be a song service. And hopefully we'll get a couple of our Sunday school kids to help out with singing a little bit, maybe a song or two that they can help out singing with. And that, so we're looking forward to it again. I said, this is my first year actively being involved with it.
Have you been involved during your past pastoring of, live nativities?
Not live nativity sets so much, no. In Hillsboro and Elroy, we had everything, there, right away. And, being in town is kind of hard to do that sometimes to get the live nativity set going on. But I'm excited about this one and hopefully we get a lot of people. The weather's supposed to be pretty nice for Saturday.
Yeah.
Heat wave's coming. It's going to be in the 20s.
Yeah, it will feel quite a bit different, won't it? What a wonderful thing, Pastor Prell, for families to come out and
see
this.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, we're looking forward to letting people know, inviting them to come to church, but, giving them the message, too, of Christ our Savior, letting them know that that's what Jesus came here for. That's why he was born. And then he suffered and died for our sins and rose again from the grave to assure us of forgiveness and that gift of life that we have in heaven through faith in him. And so we want to express that message too, especially. And we have last night I had catechism class with a couple of brothers and the 12-year-old. I asked, they've been participating in the nativity set, or in the live nativity, and they've usually been shepherds of some sort. I asked the oldest one, do you want to be Joseph this year? And his arms just went right up in the air. He's so excited to do that this year and be Joseph. I said, you don't have any lines? He said, that's fine. I don't mind being Joseph.
He gets a bigger role then.
He gets a bigger role, yes.
Oh, that's
but he gets to sit outside too.
Yeah, because there's a little give and take in there too, isn't there? John, you want to also recognize, you brought some cookies into the studio, so I can't forget to ask you about the cookie walk.
Yeah, so this is all free, but my wife pointed out to me after we made the flyers that we don't have the cookie walk on there. We have a cookie walk every year, and and the way it works, to my best of my knowledge, is you take as many cookies as you want, and then they weigh it, and you pay so much per ounce or pound or whatever it is. And, you know, we just have a ton of cookies there, and a lot of people, you know, they just come for that. So, I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on. There's crafts every year. I don't know what the craft is going to be this year. They kind of leave me in the dark on that. But we do have music going to be sang and played the whole time. Many different musicians coming in. We actually have a recital in the afternoon for younger kids. So, yeah, we got the cookie walk, the music, the arts and crafts, the journey itself, a lot going on in a little bit. So
Cookie decorating too.
Yeah, that's in a different room even. So, I mean, you get to decorate a cookie, and then you get to go into the next room and purchase a cookie or a plateful or as many as you want. So,
and then eat the cookie.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, this will really get people, I kind of think, in the right direction, right, well, for the Christmas season?
Yeah, I'm excited about the music because my wife is going to be playing some, but we've got a special instrument this year.
Yes.
The Lord dropped into our laps a concert grand piano.
Wow.
From the UW Richland Center. We got a phone call from the county supervisor who lives in Rockbridge, and he informed us about the availability of the piano. And my wife got in touch with a piano tuner, and he's the former band director up at New Lisbon. He came down and helped us move it and put it back up, and we've been using it for worship services now.
Oh.
Along with our clavinova, our electric keyboard that we use too. So we've had piano, so we got the concert piano going too, which will be going quite a bit. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
The recital is Diane Potzel's student. She's a piano teacher up in the Waniwak area, but she's got a bunch of her students coming down to help for a couple of hours doing recitals. And that's so, and a couple of her girls are going to also play the part of Mary for a couple of hours too in the live nativity set at the manger scene with Joseph. So, and the Tiny Acres will be at that spot too. So
yes,
we're excited about that too.
Yep. Music's a big part of this time of year.
Yes. Yeah.
And it sounds like you have some beautiful music there. So
yeah,
the new instruments too, I'm guessing they'll be a part of your Christmas Eve music
service
too, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're fortunate. We've got a couple of ladies that have been coming in. My wife and Diane have been coming in on occasion to assist with the music. Otherwise, we use Erica's magical fingers on the electronic keyboard.
Wow. So, again, this event, Journey to Bethlehem, doesn't matter your denomination or
whatever. You're invited.
Everybody's invited.
You're invited, yep. Yeah. We want to see as many people as possible. I know you've mentioned it's usually been a couple hundred or more.
It has been as many as that, and it's been down to 30s or 40s, all weather dependent. I mean, if we have it indoors, but the problem is getting there sometimes.
I mean,
it's all, anyone who wants to show up, you know, take as long or as little as you want there. You can spend all day or you can just go through it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so weather should not be a factor this Saturday,
I don't think.
Sure. Well, John, let's talk about some other things that are going on with Bethlehem Lutheran. I want to ask you a little bit about a really fun thing you've got going or you're developing. Tell me about the arcade.
Okay, the arcade is something my son come up with. We've always had stuff for young youth in our church. We've always had a pool table there. It's a pretty bad one. Always had a ping pong table and everything. And when we rented that room out to Richland Center School District, because they have the youth, the special needs children in there right now, I said the only way we'll let that happen is if we have a room for these kids to go to. And that just snowballed. It turned into, we got the whole shed on the property there. We got a shed and pavilion. We're renovating the shed right now. We're about 3/4 way through renovating it. We're putting heat up there, a lot of electrical plug-ins and stuff like that. And we went out to Antlers, Oklahoma, and bought a small arcade, and we're putting the arcade in there. So it's, I counted, I don't know, 30, 35 different machines, pool tables, air hockey, foosball, We got to get them up and going yet. We've got NASCAR simulators. We have Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, Mortal Kombat, NFL Blitz. We got a lot of the different arcades up there. So,
do you need a game tester, John?
Absolutely. Okay. Anyone who wants to can contact myself. We don't know. We're going to open it to the public, but we don't have anyone who can be there certain hours yet. And we don't even know. We're only three quarters of the way through. We're hoping to get this done within the next month or two. So we don't even know for sure when we're going to open it. And we're going to open it to the public, or you can do private parties up there or whatever. It's just when we're available, we'll come up there with you. So
I see. But you'll use it as far as for the young people of your church and like, yes, youth groups and things like that?
Yeah. Anyone in the church will have access to it whenever they want. And then after that, it's kind of by, you talk to a church member, if you can go in with them or one of us be up there or whatever. So, yeah.
Need to remember, to remind people too, you don't need to bring quarters.
No, this is all free play.
Free, wow.
Yeah, all free play.
Can't beat the price.
Yeah.
No.
So that's something, do you anticipate an opening day, John?
We're hoping to have it open for the journey, but that just didn't happen. So I think now with the holidays coming up, it's all volunteers that are coming in, and it's on your weekends when we're working on this. We're hoping to get it up, beginning of January now, because I don't know with the holidays coming up, we'll have it open before that. So
keep me posted on that, too.
Absolutely.
I might even put it on the radio, but I'm interested myself. So.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Someone told me you like Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah, that was always one of my favorites.
Good. I don't have to fight then for one of the simulators.
Oh, you want the simulator?
I want a simulator,
The
yes.
simulators always made me dizzy, So looking at that screen, so I get motion sickness easy. Sounds like a lot of fun, Pastor.
I think it does.
It's going to be a busy December for you. What time do you normally meet for your regular services?
We try to start at 10:15 in the morning with our regular worship times. And then we do have Bible class afterwards. We're going through Paul's letter of the Romans right now. Usually a half an hour, 45 minutes, as long as in connection with the Sunday school too. So we have Sunday school afterwards after worship services. Pick it up. And that's after everybody's gotten a little bit of a something to eat, because every week or every Sunday we always have some sort of fellowship, and there's snacks there of some sort, mm-hmm. whether it's cookies or fruit or vegetable.
Food is a part of the celebration. Yeah, then.
Part of the celebration, and something to drink too, usually water or coffee there too, and we sit down at the table and do a little Bible study afterwards, mm-hmm. and after church, but. The main focus is worship itself and giving thanks and praise to Christ and for the salvation we know is ours through faith in Him and focusing on that. And I said, we usually try to get started at 10:15. It depends how quickly I can get the crowd from the hallway into church.
Well, it's all
they
a part
like
of
they like to visit outside.
Visiting in the community,
yes.
Right? Yeah. What about the times for your Christmas services then?
Christmas services, we're having Christmas Eve services this year at 7.
7,
in
okay.
the evening. Christmas Day, they decided not to this year. I'm driving from Elroy down anyway, so it's a little bit of a... gives me about a half an hour to think up a little bit extra to say sometimes, other than what I've already planned.
And you're semi-retired or?
Well, that's debatable. I did try to retire back in September of 21. And then Pastor Luig asked if I would help out with Hill Point, Lime Ridge, and Rockbridge at that time. And then he took the call to Monroe back in April of this year, and the mission board's been calling since for Rockbridge, and they asked if I would serve Rockbridge by myself, or just Rockbridge with Bethlehem, and it's been a joy. I've enjoyed it. I get to visit with people again and share the message of Christ and make new contacts, and just finished up with a young couple for adult instruction, and hopefully this Sunday we can take them in as members through our little confirmation service that they'll participate in and then celebrate that too with cake, I guess. And so we'll be looking forward to that. And then hopefully find somebody else to get going with instructions with mm-hmm. down the road. We have visitors come in every once in a while. They're interested because we're kind of in an empty spot in an area, you know, north of town, north of Richland Center here. We're the next closest church to us is like Hillsboro or Richland Center and that. So we're going towards Lafarge, West Lima area that way. So we're hopefully people see us and recognize us because we do have our new church sign out now too.
Oh,
it's on the street. And so when they drive by, they don't think of it as a school anymore. We got to take the letters down yet. But we have a big sign up there now that says Bethlehem Lutheran Church. So it's people can truly identify us as a church building.
Great.
And so.
Well, I know they're happy to have you serving there.
Yes. Bethlehem Lutheran. I enjoy it myself.
Yeah. Anything you want to add today, John?
Just hoping to see everyone this year. I know a lot of people, this is a yearly traditional event, and we're really happy they come through. And if anyone else is curious, interested, everyone's more than welcome. Unless you want to buy some awesome cookies, it's free. Like I said, we got music playing all day. My mom's going to play too. So anyone who wants to take a turn at that probably can if they really want to. We're just really looking forward to this. So,
Journey to Bethlehem coming up Saturday, 10 until 2, and that's at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Rockbridge, the old Rockbridge School. Hot cocoa, crafts, cookie decorating, Christmas music. You can't ask for anything more, I don't think, can you, John?
No, if you can, let me know, and we'll put it on there next year.
All right, I'm sure you will. Thanks, you too. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Have a good day.
You bet. Pastor Conrad Prell joining us, along with John Felstead, representing Bethlehem Lutheran Church, and that Journey to Bethlehem coming up this very Saturday.